Click. This is test. Just see if it's something is moving. Yes, something is moving.
This is our protocol.
Okay.
A protocol. Yeah. So.
So I had this idea. A thought.
A thought. After speaking and thinking and then speaking again.
About technological frameworks and who holds power and experience this.
Frameworks and how we ourselves are powerful and how we ourselves experience that.
Are you comfortable with public speaking and collaborative editing?
It is a nice follow-up on what we just discussed and thought about and tried and failed and experienced.
The thing from last time that stuck with me was...
Do conversations ever end?
Sometimes I feel like they are a continuation of the thoughts that we have.
There is a pull from the pool of thought into a hearable spectrum.
Sound waves that travel into your ear from my mouth.
An echo chamber of thoughts.
Ping pong game of ideas.
I see.
It's nice to do the streamlining. It's nice to do the streamlining live.
I can follow your thoughts and you mine. And from there, we can see where we go, right?
So what I thought could be interesting is to read our conversations out loud.
What we are doing now, I read your lines, you mine, and then we...
Switch in between.
Hmm.
As I could become you for a moment and you become me.
To step into each other's shoes.
Yours are too big for me.
Mine are too small for you.
Exactly.
But you can... Also think about what is in your head and want me to say.
So we can also explore this power and responsibility.
I am manipulating your mouth right now.
And I have power over your conceptual apparatus, but knowing that I do, I try to be careful to leave you space to think.
The fact that I will be reading your lines will sound differently
from speaking out loud what's in my head.
When I listen to the voice in my head, it's normally my own voice that is saying my thoughts out loud.
Out loud. But they only echo in my own brain, still unperceivable to the outside.
Sometimes I need some time to form an opinion.
And now, the one that types or thinks slower might get behind.
Behind the horizon of meaning.
Or just trying to catch up, because we are working on this right now. So the most socially accepted thing to do, right?
It is the most socially accepted thing to do, productivity.
Production of meaning, we are constantly catching up with it.
Marathon, short track, long run.
Long run.
I think this is really interesting in how it works differently from person to person.
Or in these methods, it's almost like Googling the right words, Googling, a relay race.
A relay race. Passing an object of thought from one runner to the other.
Yes, but in a relay race, you are not supposed to run back.
Only forwards.
What if you want to give back the stick to the person that you just got it from?
Rules are made to be broken, aren't they?
Yes.
It's a thing. It's a thing I like to hear once in a while. While running or anticipating the passing.
Are we afraid of meanings that could just appear out of nowhere? Somewhere?
Nowhere. They pop out of nowhere.
somewhere.
They are found everywhere.
Somewhere?
Nowhere. You...
You just...
Receive... You? The talking stick. And you have
you
to...
You have to speak up.
Do you have to speak up? Or can you just pass? Pass the pass.
I always like to have the opinion to not speak.
I always like to have the option to not speak.
I always like to have the option to not speak.
That's a very powerful feeling, I think.
Unless it's driven by insecurity.
Unless it's not driven by insecurity.
Correct.
It is both. Correct. A weakness.
It's both a weakness and a strength.
It is both a strength, but like everything.
Always depending on the context that we're in.
We are in, and I think you are right.
But it's also about feeling the need to voice your opinion.
To be brave.
To know that you don't know, but that you want to know?
To know that you don't know, but that you want to know.
To know that you don't know, but that you want to know.
To don't know that you know, but that you don't want to know.
Let me think for a second. Take your time. These sentences fit perfectly here.
We can just leave them.
Expand them.
Continue or stop. Are we breaking the third wall here?
Wasn't the fourth wall already broken?
The fifth dimension opening up.
Ha 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 ha.
Maybe since we are recording, not speaking, and using it to play later and write and speak and edit and record, I got lost of the count.
The walls are imaginary anyway.
The walls are imaginary. Like inspiration.
It's always there. We just have to notice it. Wait for it. Here it comes. I got it like a butterfly.
Butterfly effect. What do you mean with catching this butterfly?
Catching an idea, like notice it in your own thoughts.
Noticing it in your own thoughts. Observing thoughts always. And then bam.
Bam.
Bam. You have it.
And then the idea makes an avalanche of other thoughts stream.
I just removed the sentence about the fact that I was thinking about this Ashton Kutcher movie. And then I saw the sentence after. It made me smile, but not too loud because I thought the sound would be recorded.
Ugh, this feels a bit too private maybe. Although it's not a secret after all.
Butterflies are very silent. Did you know that?
Yeah, I was thinking about like a Zen right now. Like I have a friend who says, imagine you are a mountain and then every thought you have is a cloud. You have a choice.
You jump on that cloud or you let it disperse and disappear. Oof.
Oof.
This feels a bit too private maybe, although it's not a secret at all.
Although it's not a secret at all.
Oh, sorry, I moved that sentence. Are you okay with that the sentence about the secrets?
I just added it once again, and I will do it again. Look.
Oof. This feels a bit too private, maybe.
Although it's not a secret at all. Nice. It's very performative.
Thinking a couple of steps ahead, we have the liberty to do that.
It's funny because the kind of ideas make me happy in a way. It's like taking control or something.
Yeah. What do you think of power?
What do you think power is?
What do you think your power is?
What do you think? In the metaphorical sense and also in a very visceral bodily sense.
Random sentences coming in. This is what I'm thinking. I don't have a sea in my backyard to train this.
and it's tough not to have it, and it's supposed to be tough.
And you blank out because of this lack. You have nothing to say. You are missing
something there. An idea, perhaps? The giant gap?
The giant and the giant gap. And then I became more comfortable with this, went through my own limitations.
I'm not sure if we're still on the same page here.
What page is it? Is it page 172? I lost track of count. Do you want me to fill in a gap?
Did you locate it yet?
Insert performative silence.
On line 174. I got it.
Will you share?
Yes.
Is it?
Maybe it ends here?
It ends? Sorry to speak for so long about this.
No worries. I was already falling asleep.
Sweet dreams.